At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shin Danny is not with us in the studio.
Ben.
He's still, I'm sure, busy in Creighton, though.
Ben was talking about Three Amigos and forgot to get it.
Yep. He had time, too. He had a lot of time.
But he's bounced back. He's bounced back from yesterday, and this is good. I think that that text stream meant a lot to him.
And Laura.
Yeah, and Laura. Yeah. And that, and Ben, that's the big Laura's thing.
That's the heart for you.
Laura, the heart, yes.
Laura got him the Kringle Danish.
Yes.
The pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Which is almost halfway gone, by the way.
Oh, it's not almost halfway gone, Jake.
It's been hit pretty hard.
It's been hit.
FDIC.
Okay, what's going on?
In lieu of the missed kicks from Monday night, Schindler has set up the old school competition, and there will be wagering. Super Toe. Remember Super Toe? Boom! On the, you have a Super Toe, Jake?
I did not.
He knows what it is.
The ball's about this big, and the character, the kicker's about this tall.
Yep.
And you set the ball in there, and you have uprights.
Yep.
It's got a little field you set up, and you bam! And it's the best part is
it's
old school Mark Mosley square toe.
Yep.
Straight on. No, not soccer style. Straight on
kick.
There's
a square toe.
It's a square toe, and there's competition. And so it starts off with, it's round robin, sets up the brackets, and there will be wagering. And so this is set up in the... So when you come in right away to do your banking, you're instantly in the round robin tournament. You get four kicks.
The dudes are getting down on their hands and
hands and knees. There's people that will be, you walk in, people will be down on their hands and knees on a hard marble floor.
So he's not laying down any kind of like.
Well, they have the plastic. The plastic field will be down.
Okay,
but it doesn't get. There's not much cushion. Remember the plastic field? There was a field.
Yeah, there was a field.
You got when you got the box. I had a field. You laid the field out for us. Super toe.
Who didn't have super toe?
Oh, I had a super toe.
Yeah.
Oh, and you would just...
I have seen the super toe. I have
and you just want to rock, and all you cared about was rocketing long kicks.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, just where can I make it from? If I can I get into the living room and make one and set it up and see if I can I get one in the kitchen? Yeah. Yeah, that was the deal. Super toe.
Yeah, I mean, somebody made a pile of money on super toe.
It was pretty simple.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? We're gonna be able to hit, it's like, boom, we're going to be able to hit the top of his head. He's going to be able to make his leg move. Yeah. And we're gonna charge over for this, and everyone's going to buy one for... It's about a 1 or 2 year deal.
Yeah.
That was it. And then Super Toe was done.
Done. Wonder why it was so alluring. Like, it was alluring. Yeah. It was fun. When I got it, I was thrilled.
Yeah.
We definitely had
Jake,
one.
Jake, you didn't have a Super Toe?
I did not. I know what you're talking about, though.
You know what it was?
I have seen the Super Toe.
You know what it was for me and Steve?
Is that Better Times?
Better Times. I mean, if you could get up in the morning and play Super Toe for a couple hours. Oh, yeah. You played for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a couple hours.
Then the hockey game with the twist. Yeah,
I did play that. I have played the hockey game.
God, Bill, you knew that.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that right off.
Yeah, the twist hockey.
I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, I was a Montreal Canadiens.
Remember, then it had the dome?
Yeah.
It had the dome? That was incredible. 100. The dome was so ridiculous.
Plastic dome.
Plastic dome over it. Yeah.
And it was hockey night in America.
Every day was like, one of your friends had one of those in their basement, and it could eat up 4 hours.
Oh,
it could eat up 4 hours.
Yeah,
you only got two or three good shots every 20 minutes. I mean, the puck was always stuck against the deal or something, so it wasn't a fluid game at all. It wasn't real fast moving.
It wasn't Gordie Howe.
No.
Bobby wasn't the great Orr. One.
No,
straighten around.
No, Gretzky showed up on this one. Just a bunch of, Better Times.
Better Times.
I got a text message during the break.
Wait, you did?
From Natalie Carlstein.
Oh.
My best friend Stacy. It's her sister.
Okay.
And she said that you guys should have 100% got ripped off and should have won the 1978. That's when the talent contest was at Pender.
You got ripped off.
We competed as elementary kids versus the high schoolers.
In a talent contest.
In a talent contest.
Where you were...
Kiss.
Kiss.
Yes.
And you were, which one? You were Ace?
Ace Frehley. Chris Buchholz was Gene Simmons, and he had the memory always wears those boots, so we took a pair of cowboy boots, and we nailed 2x4s on the bottom of them and spray-painted them gold. Yes, we did. It was incredible. Better times.
Much. Not even close.
Not even close. I just think about that. What did you guys do last night? Well, we nailed some 2x4s to the bottom of some cowboy boots and spray painted them gold. Why? Well, for the talent show tomorrow.
For the Kiss Army.
Well, duh. Come on. What kind of question is that?
For the Kiss
Better
Army.
Times.
Yeah. Let's just keep doing the show on this.
I've advocated just we need more better times on this show, Jake. Well, but get to something, whatever you got
to
get.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. By the way, before we move on, I you guys didn't see this last night probably on Twitter. But
what's that?
We had actual video footage sent to us from this game that Bill was talking about, the Crete Wahoo game. Bishop, was it
seventh
Wahoo?
Graders?
Yeah. We actually got a video on Twitter.
How the hell did I miss that?
From Rhiannon on Twitter has the video of what happened at the end of the game.
It's incredible. The 2-point play, but just the whole, there's a caveat to this whole thing. As I talked to Bo Schembechler.
Bo Schindy.
Yeah. I talked to him yesterday.
Bo Schindler.
When they had, Wahoo Newman had called a timeout. That's when Bo would gather the team together in detailed instruction to let him score. So they ran a quarterback sneak. They tackled him. So Bo had to use his last timeout, call him back over. Like, what part did you guys not get about letting him score?
They probably didn't. They're seventh graders.
They didn't quite get there.
It goes against the grain.
My dad said there was probably a couple people there that didn't quite might not have grasped what was going on. Then they scored in the next play, and then history was made. He said it was mayhem in the bus on the ride home.
We have video footage of this.
Video
event.
Footage of what happened.
Wow.
Best part was we had a breaker text in that was there.
It's like, wait, were there, Bill? No, it was not there.
You saw the video, though.
Yeah, saw the video. Got it live. Thank you.
464-5685, call or text as always. We talked to Sean Callahan in the last hour, and we kind of asked the question about, is a shootout something that Nebraska can win? He says, no, this team is not built for a shootout. So a question for you and the listeners is, can Nebraska win a shootout if it goes that way against Indiana or anyone else the rest of this season?
They can. I wouldn't bet on it.
First of all, you can.
Right.
You can win a shootout. Yeah. They have enough weapons. It's not...
Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska have plenty of weapons. But there's never a time when anyone's thinking, oh, I hope we're in a shootout.
No.
No one wants to be in a shootout. I don't know if you even get up when you're back in the day of a cowboy. Let's get in a shootout today. No. I don't know if I want to do that.
No.
I don't want to be part of that.
Because you could be dead by noon.
Yeah, could be dead. Yeah, it could be out. So you don't want a shootout. But yes, could they win a shootout? Yes.
Well, here's the question I have for you guys. I always look at the threshold number. What is the number that Nebraska could allow Indiana to score and still win the game? It's a hard question. I know there's a lot of variables, but the number that comes to my mind is like 24 or 25.
I was thinking 27.
Okay. And we're on the same page.
Same deal.
Yes. What we're suggesting is Nebraska could score 28. That's not really a shootout, but I think that's about...
Can they win a 34-31 game?
Well, that's what I mean by threshold. I don't know. How far does it go? How far do you go up with that? I don't know. Okay, so if you look at the Nebraska's offense, Sean didn't make a good point. Against Illinois, they did look good in the first half. And it's not like... Now, they haven't looked that good since, except late in the Purdue game, right?
Yes.
28 points in the final 18 minutes. So they have it in them. Nebraska has it in them. We haven't seen a lot of it, though. And part of it is the way that Rule wants to play, too. He gets pretty conservative when they get the lead. So I don't know. I don't know how you play it against Indiana. I'll tell you this much. If I got a lead against Indiana, I wouldn't go too conservative.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Coach Sipple talking here.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, you're welcome. If you get up to 14 zip, I don't know if I'm going that conservative. Like, can you afford to go as conservative as you did against Rutgers against Indiana? Clear answer is no.
You just see how the game plays out. Obviously, this will be one. Talk about a a battle of preparation, because both it's identical for both sides. Oh, yeah. So both sides have a large. Yeah. They have a no one's getting the bonus game on the other team, but they also have a large sample of what they do. There's enough things on film to have that this is who they are, this is what they do. And so it'll be a great deal of preparation of what do they prepare for? What are the changes you make that are subtle, but yet not too much? You don't want to go away like, oh, they're doing all this different stuff, then all of a sudden you're both playing well, you're 5-1 and 6-0, and all of a sudden if you came out and just did something completely different, you'd be like, what are you doing? So it'll be very much the same, but there'll be some subtle twist to see what happens during that time, to see what's going on with it.
You don't want to get out coached here.
No, and what you don't do well for both teams will be highly exposed. What you don't, that's going to be, you have all this time to be like, going, you know, it's real simple now. This is the one thing. What's their, everyone has a couple of, they say, this is probably where we want to attack them. This might be one of their weaknesses.
Soft spots.
Something to do. So there'll be, this is a match of wills also of the coaching staff.
Smarts. And yeah. I would say that Nebraska is in their only loss, they got out coached. I'm just saying.
Against Illinois, yes.
I thought they did. I mean, you could look at two pretty good, just, I mean, examples in the red zone and overtime. Tony White just acknowledged, yeah, they caught us with that play. You know, the play where they threw the ball to the receiver who was...
Is that Bryant?
Yeah, Pat Bryant.
Pat Bryant.
Yeah, who lined up kind of on, near the line of scrimmage and it's leaked out.
Uncovered.
Yeah, but there was other things in that game where you're like, oh, geez, Bielema got him. Bielema got him. Yeah. You don't want to get God again, you know? So
it'll be a match of a lot of things going on, which will be very interesting to see. And then, like I said, it should be a incredible game day atmosphere. Beautiful day, sold out.
Clat, yeah, Gus Johnson. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
70 degrees.
This is the kind of game Jake has driven Jake crazy in recent years, where they get on this big stage. It's a pretty big stage on Saturday. Joel Klatt, Gus Johnson, they're there with Urban Meyer, you know, the whole crew's there. And Nebraska's collapsed on this stage so often in recent years. And they shouldn't collapse. Now, the question, I don't even think it's a question. It just ripped through my mind yesterday. If Nebraska plays them close, do you say, that's pretty good? You don't do that
this
anymore.
This is not Ohio State. This is Indiana.
You don't do that anymore.
This is in, I would say, about dead even roster.
I thought Nebraska would be a little better.
They are on D-line. Okay. They are in D-line. Right? Maybe even better. So they might be a little bit better, I would say. But you'd say
pretty comparable.
But pretty even, I would say.
Really?
Pretty even. If you just look at what their numbers are on both sides. Because, again, the reason you can compare them pretty close, because, I think they're 108 and 109 in difficulty of scheduling.
Strength of schedule,
So strength of schedule says that they've both been on the same place.
God, I would think Nebraska.
You know, have they seen the talent of the Colorado receivers? I don't know if they've seen that, if Indiana has seen that. They have some weaknesses in the back end, which I talked. I don't know if they've seen that part of it.
See, this should be a game where Nayor and Bangs and Barney can get going. Yeah. Right?
But they've, like I said, they've played against, like I said, any time that you're doing what you're supposed to do, credit that also.
Yeah.
To not being like,
all 100.
Or all of a sudden it's like, well, you haven't played anyway. Well, we did play and we beat them by 30.
Right.
Or we did our job, handled our business.
I want to be clear on this. I don't play that game very much. In fact, you could criticize me for almost going the other side. I mean, because here's why. We always talk about parity and talent being spread out. So I don't go too far into, well, Charlotte just has nobody. No, they got guys. I mean, they have a few guys. It'll be good. Guys. So when a team like Indiana dominates UCLA in L.A., I'd say that gets your attention. 42-13 gets your attention.
Yeah, especially it was game two. They'd won their first game. It was in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
beautiful night. So they're ready to play.
Had them ready.
Yeah, had them ready to go. And also, we'll know that when teams travel, so they went three time zones out there. So right now, when the Big Ten travels time zones, it's been horrible. The records have been
Penn State. Penn State did a good job, but it's been. I think there's only two time zone wins,
correct.
Now.
Penn State in Indiana.
Yeah,
So again, they could have went out there and just laid an egg.
They did not.
So
and UCLA's not that bad.
Well, since that game, their defense has been a lot better. You know, they gave 27 points to Penn State in a loss. UCLA did.
Okay.
They beat, or they lost to Minnesota by 21-17.
Weren't they tied with LSU?
21-17.
Were they tied with LSU at halftime?
Yeah, it was 17-17. And then they had a bad second half defensively. But that was their worst defensive game of the year.
Minnesota's a good team. They're a solid team. You know, they're ahead of them until the last 30 seconds of the game.
Exactly. And I watched it. I mean, scores aside, I can assess talent. They're not that bad. They got some guys.
I agree.
The Indiana game was UCLA's biggest blowout loss of the season.
Yes. This game, Nebraska-Indiana is going to be, if you're a Nebraska fan, it's going to be tension. You're going to feel a lot of tension for three and a half hours.
There's going to be a lot of swings.
Yeah.
14-0, could be 14-14, could be down 17-14.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, I wouldn't
100.
I would not be too like
too comfortable.
Hey, we're really in trouble or we are killing it. It's like, no, neither one is gonna be like, oh no, this is gonna get interesting.
Tension.
This is gonna get interesting.
Jake, get ready. Tension.
It's tense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tense. You know where it's not tense at though?
Where?
It shouldn't be a trade-offs. If you use trade-offs,
are you kidding me?
You should be happy as can be, right?
Yeah.
Grain marketing, it can be difficult by yourself.
It's not.
You give it a chance to trade-offs, there's no, you're stress-free. You're happy. So, let them do the work.
I'm never stress-free, but that sounds good.
This is what trade-offs is. And I always try to put it together for the ag community. If you paid attention in college football, there was the brilliance of what was done by Oregon on playing the 12th player. And they knew the loophole. Also, in that loophole, if he's out there ready to play, they could call a 15-yard penalty. They added him late like he was confused, which didn't make him call the penalty. It was brilliant. It was
manipulative.
Planned. Everything.
Manipulative.
He was ready for something that who knows if it ever happens in your entire coaching career. That's trade-offs. They're the same exact people.
Boom.
Adam Ickes is the Dan Lanning of agriculture.
Ooh.
Adam Ickes is the Dan Lanning of agriculture.
He's second in the country.
Yeah. That's what he is.
Still pretty good.
Still pretty good.
Can't catch Sark right now.
We're coming for you, Sark.
There's a group over in Illinois slightly ahead of him, but
that's amazing.
That's what Ickes. He is. He's the Dan Lanning because he knows everything. And guess what? He might be like, you know what's going to, he's ready for something that might, an oddity in the market, in a loophole.
He'll be ready.
All of a sudden, your soybeans gets more than your corn should.
He'll just wink at one of those guys and we got this.
And we got right here. Look at this. Slide it over here. Get that grain to Idaho right now. And all of a sudden, we're getting triple our money.
Yeah. Check out the website, gotradeoss.com, GOTRE DAS.com. When we come back, Bill's Thrills next on Early Break in the Ticket.